AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Hurricane Melissa has made its way across Cuba as a Category 3 storm after hitting Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. And U.S. stocks are near record highs as Wall Street awaits the Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates this afternoon. While flying to South Korea today, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that he's doing great as president, but he's under the impression that he might not be able to seek a third term based on the Constitution.
I have the best numbers for any president in many years, any president. And I would say that if you read it, it's pretty clear, I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. I mean, it's too bad, sir. But we have a lot of great people.
And AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a court ruling involving government job cuts.
A judge is extending an order barring the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. Federal Judge Susan Ilston granted a preliminary injunction that bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. The order is now in effect indefinitely. Ilston was nominated by President Bill Clinton and says she believes the evidence will ultimately show the mass firings were illegal and in excess of authority. Lawyers for the government say the district court does not have the authority to hear personnel challenges, and President Trump has broad authority to reduce the federal workforce, as he pledged to do during the campaign. The president of the American Federation of Government Employees says President Trump is illegally firing thousands of federal workers, specifically those carrying out programs and policies the administration finds objectionable. I'm Ed Donahue.
Voters and leading contenders are casting their ballots across the Netherlands today in a close-run snap election called after anti-Islam lawmaker Geert Wilders brought down the last four-party coalition in a dispute over a crackdown on immigration. This is AP News. Studying the wrong ancient Roman ruler has got Australian high school seniors out of a history exam. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
Teachers at nine high schools in northeastern Australia discovered days before an ancient history exam that they had mistakenly taught their students about the wrong Roman ruler, Augustus Caesar, instead of his predecessor, Julius Caesar. The students in Queensland ended up being exempt from a statewide exam, while the education minister said he would investigate the mix-up, describing the experience for the students as extremely traumatic. Since the error in the curriculum was discovered on Monday, schools applied and were granted an exemption from the exam for the students. Students say that there's no way they could learn a whole semester's work in a couple of days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.